Good day, partners and friends. We have some good news for you today. I want to share with you about tithing. 2 Corinthians 9 and 7 says, "So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that you may always have enough of everything and may provide in abundance for every good work." In 1976, when my bride and I started out together, we started tithing. That means we gave a tenth of our income to God. Tithing is important, and it is something we wanted to do as an act of worship and thanksgiving. Tithing is an important part of our lives.
And Matthew 6 and 21 tells us, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Finances allow couples to communicate, and ultimately it gives the gist of what's in their heart, what they want to do, how they want to budget. So when couples understand the truth to put God first and to tithe the tenth of their income, these financial discussions are an opportunity to strengthen their marriage and bond of trust and intimacy. And we found out that it even gave us such an abundance, we were able to even sponsor a young girl in Colombia. So we're still doing that because God will give you more than enough and even give you even more to give to others.
Yes, the Bible mentions money and giving and possessions over 2,000 times. Charting the path of a good stewardship is a part of our financial success. So putting God first also includes tithing and giving and offerings. So we have an opportunity to bless God through tithing and giving. Good day, partners and friends. We have some good news for you today. Today, we want to talk about marriage heals. Our marriage for 42 years is based on biblical principles relating to Christ's commands to love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. My closest neighbor would be my wife, and I get an opportunity to practice these principles with loving my wife on a daily basis. As a lover of marriage and a counselor for over 30 years, my approach to marriage is the power in God's enabling spirit to love and respect one another.
The greatest human need is love, and God designed us for love and to be loved, and He designed marriage so that each spouse could be both a recipient of love and a channel of love through which love will flow in marriage and with forgiveness and love and joy and peace.
You know, we can best love our spouse by first experiencing God's love through an ongoing, personal, intimate connection with Jesus Christ. God's word is refreshing. It's a refreshing anointing that we are able to bathe in on a daily basis.
As we experience the love of our Creator God and His truth, we can then be empowered to work through situations in our marriages, reset, rebuild, and restore our lives with peace and joy as the release of that healing moves forward in our lives on a daily basis.
See, the Word of God is a therapeutic approach rooted in the belief that God's Spirit can minister in and through a caring relationship. The love of God is experienced between a man and a woman is the most universal, most powerful thing that God has given us, and we thank God for the opportunity to walk in marriage. This is an approach that I believe that will help you in your daily relationship. By the way, if these podcasts are helping you, let us help others by sharing the podcast with others and hitting us up on Facebook and Instagram. Good day, partners and friends. We have some good news for you today. Today, we want to talk about marriage heals. Our marriage for 42 years is based on biblical principles relating to Christ's commands to love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. My closest neighbor would be my wife, and I get an opportunity to practice these principles with loving my wife on a daily basis. As a lover of marriage and a counselor for over 30 years, my approach to marriage is the power in God's enabling spirit to love and respect one another.
The greatest human need is love, and God designed us for love and to be loved, and He designed marriage so that each spouse could be both a recipient of love and a channel of love through which love will flow in marriage and with forgiveness and love and joy and peace.
You know, we can best love our spouse by first experiencing God's love through an ongoing, personal, intimate connection with Jesus Christ. God's word is refreshing. It's a refreshing anointing that we are able to bathe in on a daily basis.
As we experience the love of our Creator God and His truth, we can then be empowered to work through situations in our marriages, reset, rebuild, and restore our lives with peace and joy as the release of that healing moves forward in our lives on a daily basis.
See, the Word of God is a therapeutic approach rooted in the belief that God's Spirit can minister in and through a caring relationship. The love of God is experienced between a man and a woman is the most universal, most powerful thing that God has given us, and we thank God for the opportunity to walk in marriage. This is an approach that I believe that will help you in your daily relationship. By the way, if these podcasts are helping you, let us help others by sharing the podcast with others and hitting us up on Facebook and Instagram. Good day, partners and friends. We have some good news for you today. Today, we want to talk about marriage heals. Our marriage for 42 years is based on biblical principles relating to Christ's commands to love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. My closest neighbor would be my wife, and I get an opportunity to practice these principles with loving my wife on a daily basis. As a lover of marriage and a counselor for over 30 years, my approach to marriage is the power in God's enabling spirit to love and respect one another.
The greatest human need is love, and God designed us for love and to be loved, and He designed marriage so that each spouse could be both a recipient of love and a channel of love through which love will flow in marriage and with forgiveness and love and joy and peace.
You know, we can best love our spouse by first experiencing God's love through an ongoing, personal, intimate connection with Jesus Christ. God's word is refreshing. It's a refreshing anointing that we are able to bathe in on a daily basis.
As we experience the love of our Creator God and His truth, we can then be empowered to work through situations in our marriages, reset, rebuild, and restore our lives with peace and joy as the release of that healing moves forward in our lives on a daily basis.
See, the Word of God is a therapeutic approach rooted in the belief that God's Spirit can minister in and through a caring relationship. The love of God is experienced between a man and a woman is the most universal, most powerful thing that God has given us, and we thank God for the opportunity to walk in marriage. This is an approach that I believe that will help you in your daily relationship. By the way, if these podcasts are helping you, let us help others by sharing the podcast with others and hitting us up on Facebook and Instagram.